Michael Flynn, retired General Michael Flynn, joining us together with Don Bolduc here in New Hampshire. Good morning. I have to, General Bolduc, you know this. I'm so very humbled with the two of you to have two generals in one interview. How are you?
Well, Jack, I'm doing well. I hope your viewers or listeners are doing well. It's an honor to be here with, you know, what I consider one of the finest general officers that I ever served under, in the military, particularly in Afghanistan. So I'm excited to let you have a conversation with him, but it's good to talk with you.
Well, let me ask both of you, because you mentioned Afghanistan, and no one better to ask than the two of you and General Flynn. General Flynn, thank you for your service to the country. Thank you for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire, in our GMI studios. The national media hardly talks about Afghanistan. It's almost as if the Biden administration said, we're out, therefore don't talk about it. You know, there are still situations there. I'm still seeing stories of, you know, none of this should be a surprise. But what about just the way this was done, General Flynn, the evacuation? We've seen General Milley and other military people in this administration testify to Congress. Clearly, the administration did not listen to the military leaders, or the intel was missed. The Taliban marched in there. But what about 13 service members lost? We still have Americans there. General Flynn, how much of this was a mess or not?
Well, hey, first of all, Jack, thank you very much for having me, and it's a real honor to be back with my friend here, Don Bolduc, who he and I served, you know, many, many years together, fighting these wars that we've been involved in over the last 20 years. So the situation in Afghanistan actually impacts our entire country's national security. And, one of the things that I, was really irritated with, and then sort of determined, as I look at what has happened in Afghanistan, is to make sure that we don't forget the 20 years and the trillions of dollars and the lives that were lost over in Afghanistan. And you're right, the media doesn't even cover it anymore. I mean, we essentially in Afghanistan, first of all, we surrendered to the Taliban. We then retreated under fire, and one of those elements of fire was that egregious attack at the gates of the international airport there in Kabul, where it killed 13 of our heroes. And it's such a tragic loss of life and an avoidable loss of life that should have never happened. And we retreated under fire, and we basically turned over the country, and we left American citizens behind enemy lines. And I know today, because I'm still working with a couple of different groups to help secure basically saving some of these people who are still trying to get out of Afghanistan. And so we still have American citizens left behind. The administration doesn't really, they don't want to talk about it. In fact, they're getting in the way in some of these rescue attempts. It's a real shame. It's something that we will never overcome. Our country will never overcome this shameful departure from Afghanistan after 20 right. years. It could have been done so much easier, and it could have been done so much more organized. And I'm more irritated with our military leadership than I am with the president, because you know, in the case of the administration, they really are just their level of incompetence, you know, knows no bounds. But in the military, this is not incompetence. I mean, I know that our military is better than this.
Right.
So I feel like there's some level of complicity by the senior leaders of our military structure, and I'm really, really upset about that.
General Bolduc, let me ask you this, and General retired General Michael Flynn, thank you for joining us. General Bolduc, the question I've had since President Biden spoke, I think it was on that Tuesday after the final plane had left, but the images of people running on the tarmac, dropping from the military planes, leaving, the image of a father passing a young baby over the fence to a Marine. I mean, these images that burned in our minds, but the president came out and told the nation that it was almost like he blamed the Trump administration for opening the door of the Taliban, that they had to live by this. Yet the president and his administration have been in power more than 6 months. They certainly could have set the table any way they wanted. Do you both think, let me start with General Bolduc, that this was just a political calculation, ignoring the intelligence, to have a good press event before the 20th anniversary of 9/11 to say he was the president that ended the war and got our troops out? Do you think that's what it was about versus a safe evacuation?
Well, I certainly believe that there was a you know, a political reason that was dependent on the 20th anniversary and the optic there, and hoping that he could get in front of America and say, you know, the war is over, you know, and, you know, America is now out of that war. But that didn't happen, and as we know. And it didn't happen, and it wasn't going to happen based on how they were going to do it. That is a hostile environment. And when you do a withdrawal, which ended up being a retreat, as General Flynn said, when you do a withdrawal or a NEO, you know, non-combatant evacuation in a hostile environment, it's a combat operation. And you have to treat it that way, and you have to, you know, surge forces, you have to secure air bases, you have to secure areas, make safe zones, and so on and so forth, and get everybody out and work to do that. And you have to fight the enemy at the same time, particularly that enemy. And it is as if they threw out 20 years of experience fighting this enemy, and those of us that had been there could see this happening from day one. You know, as soon as we did it and the way we were doing it, I looked at my wife and I said, hey, I give them 24 hours, if that, before Afghanistan is in the hands of the Taliban. And that's exactly what happened. So the political motivation, yes, was the 11th anniversary and some sort of victory, mission accomplished kind of thing. And guess what? It didn't happen. And it wouldn't have, it wasn't going to happen that way. We weren't, you know, we just weren't operating from a position of power. The Taliban had all the power. So it's unfortunate that this has happened, and it's really hurt America's reputation throughout the world. It's opened the door for China and the Taiwan, all kinds of different things going on in Africa now that shouldn't be going on. And with the open border situation in this country, more and more terrorists are getting in. We don't really even understand that threat to the extent that we should. Right. And this is a huge debacle, Jack, and it's really going to hurt America's security here and abroad. It puts men and women in danger.
Not to mention derivatives of ISIS-K or other al-Qaeda. Hey, before I let you both go, General Michael Flynn, retired, endorsing Don Boldick, Republican candidate, U.S. Senator. They served together. I guess you served under General Flynn. General, I want to just ask one question of you, General Flynn. You know the political military or military political waters better than most. It seems to me in hindsight that not even before the President Trump, former President Mike Pence were in office, all the talk of alleged Russian collusion, this or that, two-year probe. I don't want to go through the whole thing of it. And of course, you got caught up in some of that. The president pardoned you on that. But do you think the media and the politics of Washington sort of treated the Trump administration differently than they are the Biden administration? In particular, General Milley's recent, it was kind of confusing, having back-channel conversations with China about a sitting president, his boss, on what he might or might not do after the election. And was that appropriate or not? Do you think there's a different standard on how the national media is covering this administration versus the time you served as national security advisor and other roles with the former administration?
Yeah, there's a vastly different standard, and I'm not going to belabor that point with your audience. I mean, I think your audience is smart, and they know where to get the best information that they can to make the best decisions for their families, for their towns, you know, their counties and this state. And that's why I'm up here, you know, helping my buddy Don run for United States Senator. I mean, national security, this medical, or I call it health tyranny, with these COVID shutdowns, people need to be paying very close attention to this spending bill that's going on in Congress right now. They're talking about another $3.5 trillion that they're going to spend. Are you kidding me? The debacle in Afghanistan. You know, when it comes to war, war is an extension of politics. And for a guy like Milley to have spoken to his counterpart to warn him that if we are going to conduct some type of military operation against you, I'm going to call you first. I mean, what the hell? Where does he get off doing that? And frankly, the media just gives him a pass. So, you know, this is not about what we have seen in our country. It's not about the problems that we understand have happened. It's about where are we going in the future. And I'm telling you, folks, for your audience, we're at a transition point for this country. Either we are going to continue on with this beautiful experiment in democracy called the Constitutional Republic, which the state of New Hampshire had a lot to do with in the very beginning in the founding of this country,
yeah.
or we're going to turn towards socialism, which is the direction that the left and the hard left in our country down in Washington, D.C. is taking.
Well.
So, don't fool yourselves, people. Get involved and start looking hard at these people that are running for office and get behind the person. Don't get behind the party. Get behind the person.
Well, General Flynn, I'm impressed you know about New Hampshire's early role. A lot of people even here don't, and I appreciate that. And, of course, Senator Bernie Sanders is chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, and he's a proud socialist, so I guess it speaks for itself. I want to thank both of you generals. Always a pleasure to have two generals on this program where we do and respect our veterans. Thank you very much, General Flynn, General Bulldog. We'll talk with you soon. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.